Hi there. The word for today is the Mother's Honor Roll. In Malachi 3:16, we read that a book of remembrance was written. I wonder, is it possible that when we get to heaven, there'll be something called a Mother's Honor Roll, listing the names of all those faithful mothers who prayed day and night on behalf of their children and their grandchildren? Maybe. But this much we do know. When a mother honors God in prayer, God honors that mother. He responded to the prayers of Hannah and gave her a son called Samuel, who would grow up and be a prophet and lead the nation of Israel. What a position. And Paul writes concerning his spiritual son Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:5, I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. The Bible tells us in the book of Malachi that God does keep records. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. In the book of Revelation, John writes, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Susanna Wesley had 19 children. 9 died as infants. And you know what? She spent 1 hour every day praying for each of them by name. And her prayers paid off. One of her sons, John, brought a spiritual awakening to Britain and founded the Methodist Church. Now, maybe there will be an honor roll for mothers in heaven, and maybe there won't. But one thing is sure. When mothers pray, God listens and lives are changed. So Mom, never, never stop praying for your kids. Okay? That's the word for you today.